Welcome back to the Private Podcast, episode 5. Oh my goodness, you have been here for this entire series. You have done the work. We have looked at who you are, what you do, how you are unique, how you are different, bringing that into your authority market positioning. We've looked at your story, your beliefs because of the roles and positions that you've had. How this all translates to, again, your unique lenses, clarifying your authority persona, that part of you or parts of you that are going to lead your entire brand and marketing. We have defined your ideal client match, whose nervous system literally exhales, has a full body like exhale when they hear you talk or when they read your content. And we've brought all of this to translate into your framework, your methodology, to bring all of that into the 5 P's of authority to bring it forward. This episode is called Your Authority Language Vault. You know who you are. You know why you do this work. You can clearly define and articulate it. Let's go get it out there. I want you to think how much faster this work can really happen, rubber to the road, when people can hear or see various words and automatically associate it with you. When you see or know that that happens, can you see how much faster this work can spread like wildfires? In branding, and it's built 100% in psychology, there are things called anchors. When we work together, we do visible, aesthetic brand anchors, showcasing different things, different visuals that when seen, people automatically think of you, bringing in brand awareness. Today, in this episode, we are talking all about the language. Because again, I want you to start taking this and putting it into your content today. I would love for you to think of someone such as Tony Robbins. When you hear states, state management, we're all my Tony Robbins fans, where focus goes, energy flows. You literally think of Tony Robbins. When you think of the word vulnerability, how many people think of Brené Brown? Vulnerability equals change. Dare to Lead, her book. Literally entirely based on the power of vulnerability. Let them, Mel Robbins, each of these individuals attached words that they deeply believe in, connecting it to their belief system, and they strategically chose to pick these words and bring them forward over and over and over again. All of that repetition brings built and visible authority. This is what we are doing. We are going to extract, so you begin to have a part of your vault, the language that you can go, again, start using right now. We're going to extract what you already say, and my goal, my push, my strong suggestion is, again, just like those individuals, you choose it. You just choose it. It is entirely up to you. You choose the things that you want to stand on more. So we're going to start with something very simple. And we're going to really start in the place of your clients, how they describe problems, and a lot of the results. Okay? So a lot of this work we've already done. Hopefully they, you know, all of these things come to mind. This is all messaging work, deeply, deeply connected to your authority and your best fit dream clients. Okay? If anything comes up and you're overthinking, I want you to just write these things down. You can always come back to this later. But when your best fit dream clients walk in, how do they describe their problems versus how are you describing them right now in your language? I'm going to give you a whole bunch of examples. In the relationship space, someone could walk in and they could say, I just keep ending up in toxic relationships. I don't know what is going on. I don't know what is wrong. Anyone in the relationship space might say something like, you need better boundaries. The therapist who owns her lane, this is a client of mine that we have literally built so much from, she says, you confuse intensity with intimacy. That sentence is hers. What an anchor. Again, we have literally built programs, content pillars, because in our coaching session, she literally said that phrase over and over and over again. Okay. Another example from the health industry, a client may come in and say, I would have my dream body, but I have no discipline. Most coaches would say something like, we need to build your habits. We need to build consistency. But the coach who says you are living in survival mode and calling it laziness, and that's never going to work. And here's why. Okay. That phrase, survival mode and calling it laziness, that's her lens. That's a domino belief. This is another client of mine who's a somatic practitioner and women's health coach. She has literally built everything. I'm going to take this a step deeper in a little bit in terms of what her programs are now called. But she works specifically, her best fit dream clients are type A individuals, are high performing, who have worked their entire life, and she works with them to say, you don't need more discipline. You don't need more consistency. One of the fastest ways to build authority in your space is actually when it is true for you, only when it is true for you, take a stance in the opposite direction of what marketing actually says. And then utilize that language. Make that language yours. Repeat that sentence over and over and over again. She says to these people that have been pushing and pushing and pushing their entire lives, no, you're actually living in survival mode. And we need to work on your nervous system first. And so much of her content is literally built around the educational awareness of this. Okay, authority language is often renaming. It's renaming things that you say, but in your own way. It's the sentence that you say when you stop accepting bullshit coaching jargon. This is not what we want to do to have your own authority language vault. When you use someone else's words, when you use the words that everyone else is using, it is the number one surefire way to blend in. So again, I want you to think about your own work. What do people say that the problem is? And what are you always saying back? If we listened to your coaching sessions, if you have them recorded, if you have the AI, if you send out Fathom, what are the ways in which you always describe those problems? What are you saying to people? If you've said it repeatedly, it belongs in your vault. Whatever comes to your mind, just write it down. Okay, the next one is typically where a lot happens because people like to name this their own things. But how do you describe the results that you get people? In your words, how do you describe, this is one of mine, the out of the park, hitting it out of the park, over the rainbow type results? You will feel blank. You will get blank. If you weren't worried or thinking, how am I going to describe it in their being your ideal client, but yours, okay? Very opposite of what we usually do when we're teaching messaging and content. Oh, use their language, be in their head. It's not what I want you doing right now. I want you actually doing it the way that you would be doing it if you did not care at all. You had all the sales in the world. It's just you. It's your brand. You're up on a stage just talking about it. Your words that you use every day. Again, back to that same client that I was talking and referencing about in the survival mode example. She uses the words, the nourished woman. Everyone else in the world is saying, I could help women eat better, you know, show them macros, whatever it is, okay? She doesn't. She literally says, the nourished woman. You become the nourished woman. You are the nourished woman. She is so incredibly embodied. Nourishment isn't just food. Part of her brand is you've done all these things. Typically, a lot of the high-performing people that she's worked with, they can't lose weight anymore. They are stuck. They have tried so many things, going to so many different doctors. And the reason that she calls it the nourished woman and you become nourished, it's because it's not just food. It is so many other things. It is everything that you are putting into your body. It is your body itself, the nervous system work. She has repeated it over and over in her content, in workshops, in her programs, on the different platforms that she has that content on. It's the name of her program. That phrase is an identity that she has brought forward, an identity that brings her authority to life. That is brand equity and expression at its absolute finest. This is what I want for you. And again, if you don't decide it, because it literally is just deciding, and people overthink, oh my gosh, is this right? What do I say? Do I say this all the time? If you say things over all the time, again, if you're embodied, if you believe it, if it's attached to who you are, then I want you to start using it. If you don't decide, the market won't either. Repetition builds that sense of safety. Safety is going to continue to build and build for cognitive ease. Your brain wants this. It wants safety. It wants repetition. Cognitive ease is what's setting the stage to build trust. These are the psychological levers of demand, of buyer psychology. Here is another layer. Not all of your authority language is pulled from problems or results. It could be from the way in which you describe the people that you work with. But some of it is just how you talk. The words that you naturally gravitate towards. Concepts that you have in normal conversation with friends, family members. The way that you frame life. I'm going to give you a personal example. I say to my clients all the time, and I've just recently started putting it in my own content. Do you see yourself? I need you to see yourself. I say this to clients probably every other day. And when I was doing this, recording this, I was like, damn, this is one of my phrases. This work is in real time. Okay, and it truly means, are you seeing the authority that you are? Are you bringing it forward? Are you expanding it and amplifying it more and more and more? So that's what happens in my world. There is another business coach who uses the phrase, what a time to be alive. She is the type of person, very, very high energy, sees opportunity everywhere, is very big on movement, momentum, going at it. Again, these are the things that become associated with energy. Do you see yourself? I need you to see yourself is expansion, right? We are expansion. We are expanding. Once you know your authority, you are so anchored in, you show it, then we scale with it. Everything happens from that. Another example is a leadership coach that I work with who constantly says, level up, but now many people say that, and we've turned it into operate at the level you want to be seen. That's connected to her standard. Do we see how powerful this work could be? There is another person in the business coaching space who literally takes something that is more based on personality and characteristics, and she decided to bring that forward. The phrase is dry fish vagina energy. I think I got that one right. I'm just going to say it like it is. I can be funny. I can laugh at myself. That's very much her personality. But these are the phrases that you then bring forward. Again, people are going to see them and automatically know that it is you. And again, that's important, number one. Number two is they're connecting it, and they are emotionally connected to whatever that is giving off, whatever emotional resonance that is giving off. These, again, are language. They're words that you choose. You decide the words that you repeat. So ask yourself right now, what words do I use in real time, in real life, that are so you? What concepts do you reference constantly? Write them down. Do they connect with who you are and what you do and what you believe in, your energy, your personality? Okay, you have mapped out how to define your authority. You are now bringing it forward with your authority language vault. I want you to look at what you wrote, at what your piece of paper is. If you didn't write a lot, I want you to get excited and go look at transcripts and go think about this a little bit more. I would love for you all to send me a message on Instagram. What is this language? What other questions do you have? Typically, we have an entire coaching session to pull these out even more. Again, don't overthink it. Choose and decide. But you have now mapped out how to define your authority, the person that you are, how different you are, why you. Everything we have done in this podcast series has built this clarity. Clarity builds the trust. And now that the trust is building more and more and more, we are going to move that into increased demand. Because defined authority is not enough. Defined authority is phase one of what we do in my world. This is the most important step. When it is skipped, I've said this multiple times in this podcast series, when it is skipped, everything else is going to fall flat. But defined authority is not enough. If it is not seen, felt, reinforced through your content and your brand, then it will not create the buying behavior that you are desiring. Demand happens when authority is placed in the right sequence. Not once, not occasionally, everywhere, all over your content, all over your brand. This is phase two, taking everything that we have done. Phase two is the psychology of sold out. This is the workshop that I need you to move into. It is where we take everything that we have just done in this series and we make it visible. We bring it forward. We make sure it is translated in a way that makes people see you as the authority. You are perceived as the person, the incredible person with years and years of work, that person that you are. That is what is going to make people move, buy, collaborate with you, partner with you, ask you to do the bigger things that you want to do. Inside the psychology of sold out, we break down what actually makes someone go from, she's interesting, she's smart, to I need to work with her. We get to look at why some content builds a little bit of tension or emotional momentum, or you put out a couple of polarizing, bold opinions, but that's not enough. How other content just informs but is falling flat. Why people watch you for months but aren't moving. What makes someone stop comparing and just decide because they know that you are it. everything that I just mentioned is how to rapidly decrease the buyer cycle by, again, making your authority felt, understood, known, how to structure your messaging, your content, so it builds this demand, driving sales instead of force, instead of urgency, instead of having to do all of the live launches. This is where your content and your brand truly is working for you. Because here's the truth. If your authority is defined but not expressed strategically, people will more or less respect you and continue to respect you behind closed doors, but things will not change in your online marketing. Psychology of Sold Out shows you how to turn that authority again into buyer preference, knowing that you are the one. When you want to be in demand with sold out sales, this is your next step. If you are serious about being chosen, this is your move. I am so excited. I will see you inside the Psychology of Sold Out. I appreciate you taking all of this time in the private podcast. And again, I will see you inside of the workshop.